Tuesday, 11:51 p.m. in my bedroom. Ah! That was me screaming in frustration. I have a major project due tomorrow in biology, and it's an entire third of my grade. Things have been so crazy the past week that I'd completely forgotten about it. The last thing I wanted to do was to procrastinate and then just throw something together the night before, like I did for my Moby Dick book report back in December. I'd made the silly video that starred Brianna as a whale that said, "Roar!" So I was shocked and surprised when I got an A+ on it. I decided to finish my sulking later because I needed to get started on my bio project. Only I didn't have the slightest idea what I was going to do. Then my mom yelled, "Nikki, don't forget to take the clothes out of the dryer, fold them up, and put them away before you go to bed." The laundry included 4 pairs of my dad's long underwear that he wears to work on colder days. They actually look a lot like those one-piece footy pajamas that toddlers wear. I was about to fold up the last one of them when I suddenly got the most brilliant idea. Since Dad still had 3 pairs left, I decided that he probably wouldn't mind if I borrowed one from my bio project. Besides, he is always harping about how important it is for me to get good grades so I can get a scholarship to a major university. And his long underwear would technically be helping me get a good grade, right? So I confiscated them, took out my paint and markers, opened my biology book, and got busy at the kitchen table. I finally finished my project a little before midnight, and I think it came out pretty good. Especially considering the fact that it was based on a wacky idea I had while folding laundry. I just hope my teacher gives me a passing grade on it. Anyway, now that my bio project is out of the way, I can finish sulking. I can't believe the woman who gave birth to me let Brianna keep a pet overnight, but is refusing to let me do the exact same thing. Life is so unfair. I guess I'll tell Brandon the bad news tomorrow. I just hope we can find another person to take my place.